I got touched by some music today.
You did?
I didn't expect to.
Tell me about it.
There was a Sound Lounge, a WKQX Sound Lounge experience with a band I'd never heard of.
What were they called? Do you remember?
Biffy Spyro.
Biffy Spyro?
Yeah.
Don't know them.
Scottish.
Oh, okay. So it's probably some Scottish slang, right?
Funny Scotsman.
Yeah, you watched the whole gig or something? Or?
I went in there and watched. It was like an interview. Walt from WKQX was doing the interview, like interviewing him, and then they'd play a song. Mm-hmm. They'd talk a little bit, play a song, and they had funny Scottish, great Scottish accents and funny Scottish stories, good sense of humor. So
that's cool.
It was entertaining, and then they played some music that I...
Did you enjoy it?
Was touching, yeah.
Can
it was
you
good.
Characterize it or describe the music?
It's rock, but, you know, it had some emotion mm-hmm. in it. So, you know, a perfect alternative type of song.
The Scots are known for that, aren't they, really? You know,
I think so.
Sort of as poetic as the Irish, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
It's more Scotch versus beer, I would say, probably.
Right? Exactly.
Or whiskey.
Or whiskey, yeah, exactly. Just substitute one liquor,
more
one
of a
brown liquor for another.
Pete Mossy sort of feel to it.
Right. But, yeah, it was just something I wasn't expecting to experience today and just... You know,
that's cool.
I had a few extra minutes, so I went in there and watched for a while, and it was nice. It put me in a good way.
Were they a good band?
They were.
How many members?
Three guys.
Three guys. So was it guitar, bass, drums, or did they have a keyboard set up, or did they have electric guitars, acoustic guitars?
Let me think. There was a guy standing up playing the guitar, singing.
Mm-hmm.
He was the front man.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a guy. He was playing some foot drums or something, or foot tambourines.
Hmm. Were they just exotic boots, or what were they?
The other guy, I don't know what he was. I can't remember what he was playing. There's another guy sitting down as well.
Oh.
But I don't remember what he was playing.
Okay.
I guess I was just looking at the lead singer.
Oh, he's dreamy. Look at that rough sweater he's wearing, that red beard.
Yeah, I guess that says something about the way I experience music and the lyrics are...
Yeah, that's what you're focusing on.
What hits me.
Spiffy Biro. Does that mean nice pen?
I don't know. It must mean something, right? It was Biffy.
Oh, Biffy.
Biffy. I went to Tidal and found one. There's the song that I liked. Now it's in my favorites.
Oh, okay.
So
send a link to me. Although it's the title.
You'd play it?
Well, just tell me right now and I'll find it on YouTube.
Biffy Clyro.
Biffy Clyro, spell it.
B-I-F-F-Y.
Yeah. Biffy Clyro.
Space.
I got it.
And then Rearrange was the song that I liked.
Okay, here it comes. Possibly a commercial first. Looks like tattoos and beards and stuff. I hear the foot tambourine.
Right.
It sounds good.
I got a lot of love and I got a lot of ways to show it.
Touched
you should
me.
Know by now that I'm broken and I need your help.
Whoa. Broken.
Yeah.
I wrote 100 songs to make sense of the meaningless.
I can relate.
I'll unwrite them all. Up this mess, 'cause I would never break your heart. I would only rearrange all the other working parts.
Okay,
so
stay in place.
Yeah, so that's a sensitive song, but
super. Yes.
It touched me.
Yeah,
I don't mind sensitivity in my rock.
No, I mean they're coming right out of the box. There, emotions right out there.
Right. A little bit of darkness and
darkness. Yeah.
Some needy, you know, some maybe they didn't get hugs from their dad.
Maybe I'm ruining my Scottish kids' chances at being a successful rocker.
Right.
No one, like, who wants to hear a well-adjusted kid singing "Things were great when I was young"?
Always had dinner on the table. Dad woke me up, said, "I love you, son."
He tousled my hair with a great big kiss and said, "Have a good day at school, boy."
It'll still work.
I'm doing everything wrong.
Well, I bet. Yeah, I could see Scottish.
You should be withholding like your dad. Right? That's how he was, right?
Do you want him to be a success?
Then fuck with his head, idiot. Come on.
You're ruining his future.
Dipshit. He's going to be in hope forever.
But maybe these guys, you see them, yeah, they're tattooed. I think maybe they've got super tattooed. Some punk influence. Yeah. So
it's got a very contemporary sound.
Yeah, yeah. So I imagine maybe a stern Scottish father.
Yeah, I bet. Holding. I bet.
What are you doing with that bloody tattoos? A foot tambourine. You little lady man, pick it up. Smash it in the palm of your hand.
I was in the back, so I couldn't see what he was doing on the floor. Uh-huh. Like, it was something with his feet, I feel like, though.
Yeah.
He was sitting way low. Maybe it was a foot drum or
kick drum, you know, like a bass drum with a foot pedal on it. Maybe. Could be something.
Mm-hmm.
What were his hands doing? Texting?
They were down. They were down by his feet.
Having a great time in Chicago.
They were down by his feet doing stuff.
Oh, like, he's on a box. Sometimes these dudes will play a box.
Maybe. As I said, I was drawn into the lead singer.
Wow. He would write 100 songs. He would only rearrange my heart.
What happened to you, Bad? What shattered you? Try to figure
out. What the fuck does your band name mean? I don't even care.
Biffy, huh?
Biffy.
That's a fun word to say.
Is that a vampire slayer?
Yeah. There's been a lot of celebration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right, they had an anniversary or something, some reunions.
Yeah. Man, did I.
Were you a Buffy head?
I wasn't so much a Buffy head, but I was a Sarah Michelle Gellar guy.
Like yeah, for sure.
Every man of the 90s, you know, boy of the 90s.
Oh, for sure. And I was a fan of hers when she was on All My Children, which is where she came from.
Oh, right.
Before. She played Erica Kane's daughter, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, to me, yeah, she'll...
Kelly Ripa started out on All My Children.
Wow.
As a kind of a goth, like a crazy goth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, she was always very beautiful. So,
Buffy?
She married Freddie Prinze Jr.
In real life?
In real life. I think they met on the set of I Know What You Did Last Summer, which was a key.
Are they still together?
Yeah, they still are, and which was a key movie in my life. I Know What You Did Last Summer. I've seen that a bunch of times.
Really? Do you like the sequels, too?
Yeah.
Aren't they awkwardly named? I Still Know? Isn't that what it's called? I Still Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah, I remember the second one with Brandy and,
Does that relate to the original summer, or was there a follow-up summer? There's still something unresolved about the first summer?
Yeah. So, yeah, he could have written that. I Still Know What Happened 2 summers ago.
Well, if you know it, how are you going to unknow it? Or I just remembered. Now I remembered what you did last summer, other thing.
I was recently reminded of
what you did last summer.
Of the occurrences of a summer previous.
Hello?
Jennifer
Love. Hey.
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 Steve.
How are you?
What's happening?
Good. The title could be, you know, I forgot a couple of things that you did last summer, but they just came back to me, and I wanted to bring them up now while we have the chance. A couple of things slipped my mind.
Oh, another thing, by the way. I hope I'm not too late on this, but...
They were very big. What's happening, guys?
Oh, we're just here. We're just here.
It's hanging.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, I guess.
Man, oh, man.
I'm walking around with my bag with my motorized pump of antibiotics in it.
Is that in like a fanny pack situation, or is that an over-the-shoulder boulder holder, or what is it?
Well, they said it could be either.
Yeah.
But I don't really, they don't have the kind of strappage necessary for me to have it be a fanny pack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I don't, that doesn't really seem comfortable to me, so I'm kind of over the shoulder with it.
Mm-hmm.
And is it battery powered?
Yeah.
So what kind of batteries does it take?
9 volts.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You got plenty of those.
Yeah, and actually, I had to change it yesterday because it started making a crazy sound. I was like, what the fuck? So it's going, weep, weep, weep.
An ambulance shows up.
I'm going to die.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.